introduction by choice. Whoever they were, they had set the tone of this meeting by their actions, not him. He was here under duress, so there was no point in pretending they were best friends. "Sit down," the man ordered sternly. "No," he replied, unwilling to give an inch. "Not until you have informed me why I have been summoned here. What's going on? Who are you?" "Sit down, Mr. Townsend, please. Sit down and I will explain what I can, I promise." A change in approach already. That was unexpected. His face sank a little and his shoulders dropped. His initial dominance and control may have been imaginary, but, if it existed at all, it was undone now by that reply, wrestled away from him with a single polite invitation and the reinforcement of the principal fact he already knew, that information was key here. He had none. His unknown visitor would therefore dictate the pace and direction of travel. After all, without the answers he had come to collect, walking away was not an option, given the stakes. Damn. The way the meeting had been arranged, the brevity and nature of the unexpected talk he had endured, the most unlikely source, all served to emphasise that he really did not have much of a choice now. He was game for a fight, but he was nobody's fool. You have to pick your battles. He had no option but to listen and obey, despite his severe frustrations and misgivings, at least until he discovered how much trouble he was in, or what he had unknowingly signed up for. Okay, but I don't like this one bit, and if I don't receive an explanation right now, I'm going to leave, whether it is the end of my career or not. Understand?" "I understand you, fully." There was another promising reply, more than that he had expected. Whoever this stranger was, he was good at reading the room. He pulled out the chair just as the waitress approached to take his order. "Sure, why not? Cappuccino, please." He cast a downward glance. "You want anything?" A solitary shake of head in reply. A man of few words. Good. There would be no preamble with this guy. No beating about the bush. Just as he wanted. He hoped it would be a recurring theme. Something told him that it would. He took a seat. "So, I'm here, as ordered. You have my undivided attention. So talk." Only the faint buzz of the nearby traffic pierced the early afternoon tranquillity, and a short pause was all he required to size up his new acquaintance. There was nothing remarkable in his appearance, at least. Mid-50s, probably. Square face, square jaw, square glasses, square haircut, come to that. Just plain square all round. That was the only way to describe him. No extraordinary features at all. The kind of guy who could easily be lost in a crowd. But then, he supposed, that was the idea. 2 days ago, he had been sitting in his office at work when the telephone rang. There followed an extremely baffling, mysterious and alarming, very short and a very odd conversation. One he would give anything now to have missed. The unexpected caller was the lady who sat at the very top of his organisation. Not her secretary or any of the thousands of minions he had working for her. No, it was the woman herself, which was unheard of. However, even more astonishing was the actual content of the call itself, as over the next minute or so, he was subjected to a stream of one-way, instructional dialogue. "Ian, are you listening?" She began. "This is Sue Baxter. I'm going to be very quick. Don't talk. Don't say a word. Just listen to what I have to say. That's an order. We are all under orders here now. I know this is highly irregular, but damn it, I'm just going to come out with it. After I hang up the phone to you, I am going to deny all knowledge of this talk. It never happened. If you say anything, it will be the last thing you ever do for me, or anyone I know. You'll be finished, your life destroyed, and I will refute everything. Clear your diary for Thursday, Ian. You're going to meet with someone, a man. You have no choice in this matter, believe me. He will be at Malone's Cafe at 1400 hours, waiting for you, sitting outside, weather permitting. He will be wearing a Union Jack lapel badge for identification purposes. You're going to meet with him and listen to what he has to say. And you are going to do anything he asks